Frederick Joseph grew up in New York and says he was obsessed by comics, but he didn't see many black characters.
We had a black comic in Spawn, but he was a servant of the devil. And then we had a black comic in terms of Bleed, but he was a vampire.
Black Panther was different. Human, not a devil or vampire. He came from somewhere Frederick had never imagined.
The fictional nation of Wakanda is an African nation that was never colonized. And then ruling this nation, you have this humble and emotional king, and he's protected by an all-woman guard who are the most fierce warriors in the nation.
So when Marvel announced the release of a movie about the Wakandan superhero,
I decided that I was going to try to take as many young children of color as possible from my area to see the Black Panther film.
He used his skills as a marketing consultant to start the Black Panther Challenge, a fundraiser to pay for their tickets. Hundreds of thousands of dollars were raised to buy thousands of tickets, and soon others across the world started their own Black Panther Challenges.
Over here.
Including Colby Williams, a fifth grade social studies teacher in Baltimore.
It is Black History Month, so that was one big reason, and the main reason why I did the GoFundMe.
Williams raised more than $600 and took 35 students to the movies on Friday. Here are some of their reviews.
It made me feel like it was really worth it towards me.
It's different from other movies because it's like you can fight for what you believe in, but you can do it in different kind of ways.
I think it was more of a cultural movie and show that third world countries ain't just poor and they don't celebrate anything. They celebrate many things.
William says he'll take lessons from that movie back to his social studies classroom to begin a discussion about what it really means to be a hero.